goes to Hitler's birthday parties 7 times a year. I met him at the 100 Club, he was there on business, but he couldn't start a riot, so he stayed kind of quiet, and the business didn't play, so Andy went away. I met him in Birmingham the day the shit really hit the fan. The fan was me and the shit was Andy. Dexy's concert, really handy. Broken nose is really dandy. Andy thinks it's such a laugh to sing Paul's Vessel in the bar, smash up other people's fun, make page 20 of the Sun. But I knew his time would come. Andy's mate came up today, told me he'd been put away. Stupid nutter anyway, that's all he said, then turned away. What a waste, that's all I'd say. Maybe he'll change, somehow, someday. A year of life went down the drain, then they let Andy out again. The guys inside had changed his mind, he'd left his Nazi past behind. One day I met him in the pub, he'd finished with a killing club. He said he had to watch his face, cause you don't leave the master race. Now Andy and his local crew stand firm against the chosen few. He's playing in a rebel band to spread the word across the land. And sometimes in a pissed up haze, he talks about the bad old days. And here's his message loud and clear, we'll never let it happen here. You Nazi skinheads ought to know that you will be the first to go, cause what they want is serried ranks, unsmiling clones in chieftain tanks. No room for music, punk or skin. They bring the goose step marchers in and take our football and our bands, smash our guitars and break our hands. So no more crap about colour of skin, cause unity's the way to win. And what are our